KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, a little drizzle in the air, and it's 38 degrees. We picked up 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight here at the KJAN studios. Forecast is calling for showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with a high near 50. Winds south-southeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County were called to the 2000 block of 145th Street in Elliott early this morning for a reported physical domestic assault. Upon further investigation, 40-year-old Joshua Lynn Franzen was taken into custody and charged with domestic assault first offense. Franzen was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The National Weather Service said this morning, uncommon December rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches will be common across Iowa by late tonight. The highest amounts will be in western Iowa, where 2 to 3 inch amounts are anticipated. Weather Service says this will likely lead to significant within-bank rises on area rivers, with minor localized flooding possible. The latest data indicate 1 to 1.5 inches is possible southeast of a line from Fort Dodge to Atlantic and to the southwest corner of the state. Rain in excess of 2 inches is possible northwest of a line from Council Bluffs to north central Iowa. Mills County Emergency Management Director Larry Hurst reported yesterday that a ban on open burning began Friday at 4 p.m. and will continue until further notice. Hurst says the ban was activated due to the abnormally warm conditions and several months of below normal precipitation. As a result, he said Mills County rural jurisdictional areas are extremely dry, and that in the past few weeks, area fire departments in Mills County have been responded to numerous grass and wildland type fires. A poll of local fire department chiefs in Mills County was taken, and after several departments inquired about implementing a burn ban, upon further investigation, Hurst said the state fire marshal found that conditions in Mills County are such that open burning constitutes a danger to life or property. The ban was approved then by the state fire marshal for all locations in Mills County, with the exception of Malvern and the Hastings Fire Districts. A violation of the burn ban is a simple misdemeanor, and you can apply to your local fire chief, district chief, to obtain a permit for an open burn if your local fire officials believe it's safe to do so. When the permit is approved, several county entities will be informed to lessen the danger of false alarms. Hurst said the conditions are currently favorable for a fast-moving wildland fire that can destroy property and be life-threatening if left uncontrolled. If adequate moisture is received, which it seems that we will receive this weekend, Mills County fire officials say they will consider revoking the burn ban. Elsewhere in news from across the state, a dive team has recovered the body of a man who fell through the ice of an eastern Iowa pond while fishing. The divers pulled out the body of 47-year-old Shannon Lee Hughes from Vinton from the water on Friday. Hughes is believed to have fallen through the ice Thursday while fishing on a private pond near Shellsburg. A passerby reported seeing Hughes fishing out on the ice. The bystander later noticed that Hughes had vanished and there was a hole on the ice and called 911. Searchers found Hughes' car near the pond, but no sign of him. In an update to our earlier reports, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Utah says a 66-year-old man who was serving a mission was killed in a Christmas Day car crash in Iowa. Church spokesman Daniel Woodruff said in a statement Friday that Craig Myox died on Thursday. The crash occurred in the rural part of the state, about 40 miles south of Iowa City, where a man tried to cross a highway and smashed into Myox's car. The couple had been serving as senior missionaries in the Illinois Nauvoo Mission since March of 2019. They're from Damron Valley, Utah. There has been a significant decline in the number of students enrolled in Iowa colleges and universities, community colleges, and trade schools. In the fall of 2011, there were more than 363,000 students enrolled at an Iowa institution seeking a degree or training beyond high school. By the fall of 2018, that had dropped to 38% to 225,000 students. Jay Pennington of the Iowa Department of Education says that high point in 2011 was after the Great Recession.
And any time you see those downward trends, typically higher education becomes a destination for many, as they leave the workforce or perhaps decide to go back to get another degree. You tend to see significant increases in higher ed enrollment.
Total enrollment in Iowa's 15 area community colleges has declined over the decade as well. An upward trend in Iowa's high education is the number of Iowa high school students who are taking community college classes.
We as a state are the leaders nationally in concurrent enrollment, and you know, between 2011 and 18-19, we see significant increases both in the number of students enrolling those opportunities, but also the number of courses that students are taking.
And last fall, more than 37,000 Iowa high school students were taking college classes, too. The number of students in the U.S. enrolled in college this fall dipped below 18 million for the first time this decade. Taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN, Elsie Elizabeth Pfeiffer, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elsie Pfeiffer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Craig Wiskus, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Craig Wiskus will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. John M. Robinson, age 101, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for John Robinson will be today at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Melinda Boer Holbrook, age 65, of Stewart, died December 21st. Funeral services for Melinda Holbrook will be today at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. And the family requests you wear purple in honor of Melinda. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mel Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died December 11th. Funeral services for Mel Enfield will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of the Cumberland-Messina areas, died Sunday. Family graveside services for Donna McLaren will be today at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery north of Messina. A celebration of life memorial service will take place at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements for Donna McLaren. Patty Murphy, age 60, of Casey, died December 15th at her home. A celebration of life for Patty Murphy will be today from 2 until 5 p.m. in Stewart at the Stewart Depot. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has arrangements. Linda K. Bradshaw, age 74, of Linden, died December 20th. A celebration of life open house for Linda Bradshaw will be tomorrow from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Lions Building in Linden. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Lawrence Clausen, age 90, of rural Exira, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Lawrence Clausen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Audrey Stetzel, age 80, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Audrey Stetzel will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Peterson, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Richard Peterson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Leonard Gravy, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Leonard Gravy will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arnold Goody, age 95, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arnold Goody will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dr. Gary Wayne Jorgensen, a doctor of chiropractic, age 78, from Harlan, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Dr. Gary Jorgensen will be this Tuesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Sammy Long, age 17, of Creston, died December 22nd. A celebration of life for Sammy Long will be held in the Orient Maxburg School Gymnasium on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Victoria Lee Michelson, age 67, of Walnut, died Thursday. Memorial services for Victoria Michelson will be on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. You're asked to dress casual. Rick Anderson, age 58, of Atlantic, died December 15th in Omaha. A celebration of life with the family of Rick Anderson will be held January 4th from noon until 3 p.m. at 411 Walnut Street in Atlantic, with lunch being served. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. Craig Lawrence McFarland, age 60, of Stewart, died Wednesday at his home. The gathering of family and friends for Craig McFarland will be January 4th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the American Legion Building in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. John Brewer, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life for John Brewer will be on January 6th at 10:30 at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. and Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place Assisted Living Community. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be held January 10th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.